Unveiling the secrets A-list copywriters use to make themselves and their clients millions. This is the Copywriters Podcast with your host, the world's greatest copywriting coach, David Garfinkel. Welcome back to the Copywriters Podcast with your host, the world's greatest copywriting coach, David Garfinkel. David, how are you doing today?
Nathan, I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, and I'm excited. We've got a returning superstar to the show, and it looks like an exciting bunch of topics to talk about. So I'm going to hand it over to you and sit back and enjoy the show like the rest of the listeners.
Sounds good. And yes, we do. I'll introduce her in a minute. I just want to say these days, more than ever before, it's not merely optional for you to stand out in the marketplace. And for the listeners of this podcast, that's true whether you're a copywriter, a marketing consultant with a specialty, or a business owner, or a combination of one or more, two or more of those. You need to stand apart from the crowd these days, especially because the marketplace is so crowded and getting more so every day. You want to be known for something specific. In the best of all possible worlds, you want to be the go-to person for what you do. And Brenna McGowan, who is our returning champion today, figured this out and did something about it. Even though what she does is relatively innovative and not the most crowded part of our field, she found a way to stand out there too, big time. Brenna's specialty is pre-launches, warming up your market by letting them get to know you before your launch even begins. And that's what she told us about when she was on the show a couple months ago. But now she's back to talk about a multi-day virtual event she hosts every few months called Behind the Launch. It's pretty exciting, and she's agreed to reveal a lot on the show. But first, I would be remiss if I didn't reveal this. Copy is powerful. You're responsible how you use what you hear on this podcast, and most of the time, common sense is all you need. But if you make extreme claims, and or if you're writing copy for offers in highly regulated industries like health, finance, business opportunity, you may want to get a legal review after you write and before you start using your copy. My larger clients do this all the time. So, Bren, welcome. Welcome back. Great to see you.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here.
We've got so much to cover, so why don't we jump in? You just finished your most recent Behind the Launch. I've been following the emails, and I listened in on an interview. I understand what you're doing. It's great. Could you just take us to square one and explain the concept of Behind the Launch?
Yes. So, Behind the Launch, at its core, is a summit. And before we get started, I would be remiss to not mention my friend Marisa Corcoran, who I learned all things summits from. And so I really took something that she had created and kind of developed my own idea around it, which is Behind the Launch. And the Behind the Launch is a series of intimate conversations. And what was different about this than maybe a summit you have attended before is that I wanted to create a real no-fluff summit. All of the conversations, I don't call them interviews, I call them conversations, are all held over Voxer. And I ask guest experts who are leaders in the marketing field and doing launches, what's one thing that you did well in your last launch?
Let me slow you down for a second. Nathan probably knows, but a lot of our listeners don't. What's Voxer?
Oh, thank you. Yes, it is a free walkie-talkie app where you get on and you simply press a button and the person hears you as you're talking, and then they can respond in real time. So it's a very spontaneous conversation. It's not scripted.
And does it record for you?
Yes, it does record for you. So what I would end up doing is, which is one of the beauties of, I couldn't personally have imagined a normal summit, if you will, a lot of times it's either video or audio, and these are 60-minute interviews. There's a lot of, you know, editing and things. I didn't want any of that. I wanted to be able to record these quick conversations. I can download the audio files very easily. Actually, I don't even download them. I forward them to my assistant, who downloads them and puts them together into one audio file. So I really wanted to create an event that was both easy on me as the host, not that it's easy, but easier. I wanted to make it really easy for the listeners so that they could get a lot of value in, because these are only like 10 minutes long. They're very quick conversations. And I also wanted to make it easy for the guest experts. You know, these are extremely, you know, we've had anyone from Kevin Rogers, Justin Blackman, Mike Kim, Laura Belgray, you know, lots of industry leaders on this. And I wanted to make it easy for them to participate. So it's a 10-minute conversation over Voxer. And the other really cool thing about it is that you're able to really stay up to date, because we are in the online business, you know, sector. Things are constantly changing. So you're really able to stay up to date. Like, what are other people doing? Like, what's working for them? And my whole concept was, how could we like eavesdrop on conversations? You know, like after I have a launch, I know a friend will Voxer me or message me and be like, well, how did it go? And you kind of talk about that like nitty gritty stuff that we don't usually hear, you know, in regular conversations. And so, and the other thing too, is I wanted to have a lot of, you know, diversity in terms of what worked. And I just love the fact that you come in and can get these really quick, tangible tips that you can apply to your next launch.
Yeah. So just to restate what you've said, so it's super clear to people that understand, they talk about one topic. I mean, you've invited me to be on a guest, so I've gotten some of the briefing. One topic, which is how you launched, something you did for a launch, and one tactic. That's it, right? Very focused, very nitty gritty. Not, well, do you believe launch is more in the realm of Immanuel Kant or Henri Rousseau? It's not that kind of stuff. It's like, boom, what did you do? How did you do it? How did it, right?
Yeah. What's that one thing that you really felt was the needle mover in your last launch? And that's the only thing that we talk about. And then, you know, because I'm nosy, naturally a little nosy, I'll like ask follow-up questions, you know, really expand upon that. But, you know, and it's so interesting to me because it's anything from how people initiated personal conversations off a private podcast to how someone implemented a specific email during their last launch. There's so many different ideas that come about that you can kind of pick and choose which one's going to work for you. And you're not getting overwhelmed with this huge launch strategy. It's like, okay, what's one or two things that you can pick up? I know for my next launch, I even from doing these conversations, I was like, ooh, that's such a good idea. I'm going to take this and I'm going to take this and I'm going to do this next time. And people just really are able to go ahead and implement very quickly off of this as well.
Yeah. And even though you get a lot of people to attend this, probably very few people attend every single session. So who's the only person who's heard all of this? You are.
Yeah, exactly.
and so that makes you a sponge for all the latest and the greatest stuff too. I mean, it really helps your positioning in a subtle way, as well as the more overt, you know, bright, shiny way of being the host of this whole thing, right?
Well, absolutely. And I consult with private clients, with people in my program, the pre-launch plan program. And I'm really big on not having to do things like everyone else is doing them and making them work for you and having launches that don't feel overwhelming. So even as I was consulting with clients, I'd be like, oh, you need to go and do this one thing that I heard on Behind the Launch. And I even use it like, I'm going to send you this quick interview ahead of time and you can go apply it, you know, while you're in the middle of your launch. So yeah, as a benefit, I didn't even think about that. As a benefit for me, I'm keeping up on what all of these people that are doing that I'm able to then turn. And I actually have people that said to me, and one person in particular sent me something, and she works with clients on launches. And she's like, I listen to this every time because I take what I learn and I apply it to what my clients are doing. So it is a wealth of information.
I love that. So it's a free online event. There's a paid upgrade where you have more flexibility as to when to listen, but paid upgrade is what, $27 or something like that?
Yes.
And what was your reasoning when you decided to create this free online event?
Right. There was three things that were really important to me. The first one was honestly to grow my email list. Like, how could I grow my email list organically with people who were interested in launching, right? So that was the first part. The second thing that I wanted to do was I wanted to be able to collaborate with new colleagues. So, you know, like you mentioned, you know, I have the pleasure of this. We knew each other before Behind the Launch, but, you know, deep in my relationships, I have gotten to know people that I haven't known. I have guests, even this morning, one of my guest experts from last time, they love the event so much that they actually go and introduce me to new people and say, I don't know, I feel like you two should talk, right? So I'm constantly expanding my network with wonderful people. And I wanted to increase my visibility and really get my name out there. I think the visibility part was probably the last on it, but it definitely has changed the perception of who I am in the industry and what I'm known for by doing this event.
Okay. So I want to make a really important point here. In the beginning, I said this whole podcast was just about, you know, visibility and positioning. Obviously, it's more than that. I'm learning as we're going. So you were introduced to me by Joshua Lee Henry, and I would have no problem introducing you, just based on the experience I've had with you, to other people in the right circumstances. There are a lot of people who are highly visible, who don't have this whole interaction, collaborative, I don't even know how to put it, but an interactive aspect, who I know, who I'm very hesitant to introduce people to because I'm not sure they like people that much. They're very good at what they do, but I don't really want to have any scorched earth as a result of an introduction I make. So just wanted to point that out to everyone who's listening and to you.
Thank you. Well, I take a lot of pride in how I treat people and, you know, my integrity. And the first book I ever read, my dad handed to me when I was 17 years old, which was Dale Carnegie's How to Win Friends and Influence People. And I feel, yeah, and it's been my Bible, whether it's for my business, you know, how I help my children interact with their friends, you know, it's just such a great, great book. And I do agree with you. It's not just visibility. It's how we treat people and the relationships in the community that we build. And that's something that is also very important to me with Behind the Launch. And even with Behind the Launch, like I have a Facebook group that people can come into. My Facebook group is open all the time, but I really want to keep that community aspect going after this event.
You had a particular strategy, which we've already touched upon a little bit, and that is it's free, but if people want to have more flexibility and access, they pay a pretty small fee, but you decide to donate that to charity rather than making it a for-profit event. I think both things are really good, by the way. I'm not against charity. I'm not against for-profit either, but I do want to get into your thinking as to why you decided to do it that way. Stories are the most powerful way to get and hold a prospect's attention. Of course, you already know that. But the problem many of us have had is, even though stories are absolute magnets for getting attention, they don't do that much to advance the sale. That's because the way most of us have been taught to tell stories was not with persuasion in mind. I decided to change that. So I looked at what I had learned in studying story and writing copy for decades, as well as coaching all-star copywriters. What I had learned about stories that persuade, and I wrote a book. It's called The Persuasion Story Code. It tells you exactly how to create and use stories to move the sale forward. Lots of stories. I'm including examples of 25 different kinds with step-by-step guidelines for putting your own persuasion stories together. You can get The Persuasion Story Code on Amazon.com. Check it out. You'll be glad you did.
Yes. Well, I mentioned Marisa at the top of when we start to talk about this, and I watched her be able to give back to charity, and it's something that's really important to me is just to give back in general. And I also wanted to, I believe that the speakers may be more likely to do an event that wasn't for profit. It's different. And we really rally around a cause. So the cause that I have chosen is a nonprofit called Learning Ally, which helps children who are struggling to read, children with dyslexia, other learning differences, get access to audiobooks and other resources. And this particular charity is very near and dear to my heart. My son has dyslexia, dysgraphia, other learning disabilities. And when he was young, I would just have to sit there and read to him to keep him up to speed with his class. And through Learning Ally, he really learned how to read and study using audio, and it does have visual that's paired together. And it's the reason we got through high school. It's the reason why he just passed his EMT test. He just went through a fire academy. He's interviewing next week to become a firefighter. And
wow. Congratulations to him.
Yes, wow. Yeah, I'm so proud of it. I could cry just talking about it. And the fact that so many kids don't have access to this like basic resource that is out there and that teachers don't know. So I'm really an advocate of it. So to me, it was like, okay, I get to create this event. I get to meet cool people. I get to grow my email list. I give people access to something amazing for $27. Because if I was doing this for profit, quite honestly, I mean, this event costs me money to put on. You know, I'd have to charge, you know, I'd be looking at my data and my numbers. I still look at data and numbers because I want to increase how much we're raising for charity. I want it to be a successful event for the speakers that come on. But really, it allows me to really be an advocate for Behind Launch because we're doing amazing things. We're giving you access to all the current launch information to top experts in the industry. And I'm giving you lifetime access to listen to all of these conversations again for just $27. Not to mention, even today, once I'm done with this podcast interview, I do an Ask Me Anything call where people can come and ask. So if you spend the $27 and upgrade, you get to come to a call with me where you can ask any questions about launching and pre-launching. So it really created to me this like momentum that I felt like I could like get around and be really super pumped and excited about. Also, I talk about buying a VIP ticket constantly, and not if I was, I don't have a problem making money either, but I really don't have a problem raising money for charity and helping children. So like, I'd like, hey, have you gotten that $27 ticket yet? So I would like to expand even, you know, and make this even bigger of a nonprofit event.
I think you answered this question just now, but maybe there's more to your answer. What are the results you've seen from the event?
Yeah, it's a great question. So last year, I ran the event twice. We raised $13,000 for charity. We've had almost 3,000 people that registered last year. I just came off the most recent Behind the Launch, which was my most successful one yet. We had more than 1,900 people registered. We raised $6,700 plus for charity. So it's really been, and I'm seeing the momentum like kick up where people are excited. People are know the event. It's becoming, you know, something that they know is coming up next time. So people are excited to join. The other cool thing that I noticed this Behind the Launch was I had an uptick in sales calls, which wasn't even my purpose. My main goal is to sell into my program, but people wanting to work one-on-one with me. Then I also, the last launch that I did was, which was fall of 2023, I had my largest launch ever. And when I looked at the data, I always joke around. I do like data light, right? I'm not like super crazy data person. I probably should be more, but I could just tell simply like 60% of the people that joined my program were people that listened to Behind the Launch. So it also helps with the work that it does take to put on to know that it is such a needle mover. And the other result too, and I kind of alluded to this earlier, is that it has helped me be known as a person that helps people with launches and pre-launches. And so, you know, it really has more and more helped define me in the industry.
I just thought of something about your 10-minute Voxer conversation. I mean, there's been more than one time, Nathan's much better at technical stuff and some strategic marketing stuff than I am. And I can just see myself calling Nathan on the phone. Hey, Nathan, so could you explain, we're doing these YouTube ads and I'm just trying to figure out this one thing. And I get in the phone and he says, yeah, you need to do this. I tried that. Oh, okay. Well, then maybe you should do this. Okay, thanks. Bye. 10 minutes. That's what these Voxer conversations are like. I really like that.
Yeah, and the cool thing is we're having people come in from all different, you know, some people, like I said, we had Facebook ads last time, we had lead scoring, we had like so many different ideas and quick, that's what it is. It's just these quick little conversations that people can, and the feedback I get is people love how quick they are. They're all audio, obviously. And, you know, you can listen to it to go when you're picking your kid up from school, when you're doing the dishes real quick, right? It's not an overwhelming amount of information that you're taking in every day.
Right. But it might be that one tip that's going to take you over the edge. So that could be good, right?
Yep. Exactly.
Not sure over the edge is the right phrase. To the next level, maybe. So if somebody else wants to do another event, maybe not about launches, but maybe about something else, what should businesses or copywriters think about when they're doing this kind of event? In other words, anything to be cautious or to look out for?
Yeah, I think the first thing is to be super, super intentional. I knew I wanted to do a Voxer event, which, funny enough, a little side story, I was kind of terrified at first, you know, when I thought, like, I've never seen something like this done where it's on Voxer, it's quick. And when I was, you know, asking people for the first time, like Laura Bell Gray or Kevin Rogers or Mike Kim, Jordan Gill, I was like, gosh, are people going to think I'm crazy for doing this like different idea that hasn't been done before or that I had never seen done before? And the opposite happened, which was people love the whole concept. So that's the first thing is like, if you have an out of the box idea, but you feel like you might embarrass yourself a little bit, like a lot of times it's the opposite, right? Like the thing that I was going to be most embarrassed about or thought I'd be most embarrassed about is the thing that people really love about the event. So that's the first thing. But once I got through that, I really started to think about how does this align to my offer down the road. And I have a program, the pre-launch plan program, where I show people how to create strategic pre-launches. And so I knew that like launching and being very, very specific in my topic and very niche in my topic would, or at least I didn't know, I hoped that it would bring me the results. So when you're thinking about this is really making sure, does this align to your overall goals? Does it align to your offer? Because this is way too much work. And that was going to be my next point. You know, this is not an easy thing to do. It's not easy to coordinate with 15 to 20 guest experts, you know, sending out like contracts for setting up recording timings, writing all the copy that goes behind. The great thing is copywriters, right? We're blessed with being able to write our own copy and get it out there. But it's not something easy, especially the first time. It gets easier and easier. So I just got done with my third season, which was the easiest one yet, is because I have all the assets. I have all the graphics created. Now I'm just swapping things out. I have SOPs, like I'm official. I have a lot of help too. So I want to also say like I have a assistant who does a lot of my coordinating for me. I have a technical assistant who does like all the automations and flows just because I'm not very technical and I don't want to touch any of that stuff. But that is like the other thing to really think about is like, okay, do you have the time? And also, you know, whether you're thinking about not for profit or if you're nonprofit donating, or like if you are doing it for profit, like what are those goals? What are your costs that are associated with me? So like I say, I take a loss personally on Behind the Launch. I don't look at it like that, especially because I think if I was out paying to grow my email list with Facebook ads or something, I'd be, you know, obviously investing money differently. So I just invest back money into the business to put on this event. But the last thing too is to think about, you know, when you're thinking about guest experts, because the reason why this works so well is because of the collaboration, the guest experts are helping me promote this event, is you want to make sure that their audience aligns with your audience, right? So taking into account not just what your overall topic is, but thinking about, okay, does this guest expert have an audience that would make sense? Or do we have like a mutual, you know, line through that would be mutual? I just said that, but mutually beneficial is how I would think about it.
Okay, that's really good. Nathan, do you have any questions?
I'm thoroughly impressed by everything that you brought today. My one question would be,
since this is completely new, I know that a lot of times when I start something brand new, there's a lot of stuff to iron out. You said that you've gotten a lot of that done. With what you've learned and what you're learning going forward, and if somebody wanted your help on kind of setting something like this up for whatever their niche is, how difficult is this compared to a lot of the more traditional, both summits and webinars and the different ways that people do lead gen and sales? This whole process, it sounds pretty difficult. It sounds a little bit intimidating, but I also get a hint of a promise that it's getting easier.
Right. Well, when I went in and did this, I thought, okay, no matter what, I'm going to do this twice, right? So I went in knowing, okay, I'm going to do this at least twice. So whether, even if it doesn't do well the first time, and it did exceptionally well the first time, I knew that. So I'm going to say, I think there's ways to make it easier, right? There are, for instance, like for me, doing Voxer interviews and not videos. That was my way of taking out some, like, I don't have to do any video editing work. This time I used AI to help me write some of the summaries for like the interviews. So I start to get creative. I'm like, okay, now that I have all this, how can I just start to streamline the process? So I think probably, you know, I don't ever want to say anything is easy, but it gets easier. I would say it's the same amount of work that it's going to take. You know, you have to write a landing page. You're going to have to write emails to get people in and swipe emails. You're going to have to write emails to get people to show up to the event. The beautiful part, once again, is that once you do all this the first time, I literally took a lot of those same emails and just maybe tweaked them, updated them, made sure that they were current for what was going on, and then rinsed and repeat. So I would say that's why I would not do this unless, like, I would say my big thing is I would not do this unless you have a VA or a ton of time on your hands, because that I think is the part. It's just getting everything like scheduled and making sure, you know, we get all of the interviews done, that we have all of the transcripts done, that, you know, we've collected all the information we need from the speakers. Those were things I was able to hand over to my wonderful assistant, Rebecca. So I wasn't doing that in my day-to-day tasks. Like my task was to talk to the person on Voxer, write up bullets after we were done, and then get out the daily copy. Everything else I kind of pre-did ahead of time.
Thank you for answering that, even though Nathan's the one who asked it. Thanks for that information. I just want to point something out, because we all put on our shoulders like, but sometimes people apologize. Oh, well, I had a partner, I had an assistant. Have you ever watched the credits after a TV show? They have hundreds of people just to put that one thing together. And so you're doing yeoman's work. Yeoman's work? you really are. I just want you to feel that, because, you know, I've done some events and I know what it takes. And I mean, even something like a podcast, in the past, or in more traditional media, there'd be 5 or 10 people. You know, and it's just Nathan, me, and our guest, and Brett, who edits the videos. So, yeah, I mean, give yourself some credit.
Well, I also think, too, like anything that's really worth it is usually going to be a little bit of work. So I don't like to say launches can be easy or this event can be easy. However, I also think when I keep my eye on the prize, if you will, like what's my overall goal? And I look at the fact that I get to hang out with amazing people, you know, become known, like really start reach. This has definitely helped me reach, you know, my next business goal. And so when I look at it like that, yes, it's a lot of work, but it becomes worth it.
Sure. And also, you know, just in terms of, you say you're getting extra sales calls. I mean, probably one client or two clients is going to pay for all your expenses, right? Your expenses can't be that great.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Like if I don't have to look and see how much I actually spent this time around, but you know, if I get one person to enroll in my program, my expenses are covered.
Yeah. So paid advertising with a little elbow grease, huh?
So before we're out of here, if people want to connect with you, follow what you're doing, find out more, where's the best place to go?
Yeah, I would just head over to my website, brennanmcgowan.co, and you know, when we, the next Behind the Launch will happen in August of 2024. But there you can find out, you know, I have, like I said, I help people with pre-launches. I have a pre-launch cheat sheet that you can grab. You can become part of my email list. And you can see what I do in real time with my own pre-launches. So my website, or if you're on Instagram, I hang out over there as well at Brennan McGowan Co.
Nice. And we'll make sure to include that in the show notes if you want to check out this week's episode show notes, or if you want to catch a plethora of other episodes, including this is your second time on. So we do have another episode with you over there as well at copywriterspodcast.com. And until next time, we will catch you later.
Catch you later. Hey, did you enjoy today's show? Want to help get it into the ears of more listeners? Be sure to subscribe, rate, and review on your favorite podcast app.
This is the Copy and Funnels Podcast Network.